Your company's infrastructure and fixed assets are part of what keeps you in business. But do you know where everything is? Does anybody at your company have all the answers? If not, something that is no big deal might become a very big deal. Our next guest is part of the answer to this riddle. Paul Nesbitt, Executive Director at NPMA, and he joins us now. Welcome aboard, Paul.
Why, thanks. I appreciate it.
So give our audience an overview. What does NPMA do?
Sure, Dennis. NPMA is a professional membership association for those employees who are responsible for the physical assets of their organization. They're the ones who have to keep track of the equipment, the materials, or other movable property on the inventory. We have NPMA members from over 650 corporations, government agencies, hospitals, colleges and universities, and the military. That's why I like to say our members are responsible for everything from missiles to MRI machines, or from limousines to laptops. And many of these folks have to deal with the complex compliance regulations that come along with equipment or items furnished through government contracts or grants. So NPMA offers a broad range of programs to support our members. We have educational programs, including courses and seminars. We offer publications on common principles and best practices, and provide forums and networking opportunities. We also have a three-tiered certification program for those who become expert in their field. All these and more to help these asset property managers make a positive impact on their organization and their careers.
And what's at risk? What happens when a company doesn't keep adequate track of physical assets?
Well, that's a good one. Where do I start? You know, traditionally, companies have looked at this type of responsibility as no big deal. They would just tell one of their clerks to add the job of annual inventory to their list of duties. Well, times have changed. You know, after the Enron scandal and the enactment of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, there's an increased focus on ensuring that assets are accurately accounted for. Now it's a big deal. There not only has to be appropriate property controls in place, but adequate property management as well. That's not only good business practice, but it's necessary to comply with the law, and in some cases, government regulations. Picture the clerk I mentioned earlier. She or he takes the inventory list into one of the departments and sees that there's a piece of equipment on the list that isn't in the room. Where is it? Is it out for maintenance or repair? Has it been disposed of? Has it been moved down the hall? Or has it been stolen? If the people sitting around the room at the time don't know where it is, then the clerk would probably just scratch through it on the sheet and then it's reported as missing, whether it really is or not. Just think of the adverse effect that has on the asset line in the company's financial statements.
So what can you and your members do to improve and streamline this property management?
Well, there are right ways and wrong ways to manage your organization's physical assets. I just talked about the wrong way. The right way is for the organization to have knowledgeable, certified people responsible for their inventoried property. This means that they have to be involved across departments and manage the property from cradle to grave, which is from purchasing or acquisition all the way to disposal. And whether that's one person or 20 people, they need to understand the principles of property control systems and standards for good property management. And that's where we come in, with education, training, and the sharing of standards and best practices. Because really, the property manager can play a very strategic and vital role for the organization, and not only save it from regulatory violations, but save the company lots of money. For instance, by properly keeping track, the property manager would know if a particular piece of equipment is not being used anymore. And if someone in another department is requisitioning that same item, the property manager can help fill that need and save the company from an unnecessary purchase. Similarly, the property manager can analyze which model of equipment has been out for maintenance more than the others and report those findings to purchasing so they will avoid buying that item in the future. This would save on downtime as well as maintenance costs. I could go on, but the bottom line is that there is a wealth of knowledge and experience out there and that is shared among our members. The best advice I can give an organization is to have their people join up, learn from others, and become certified through NPMA.
Well, that is terrific. Especially in this economy, it's important to keep track of assets. Thank you for telling us about all about that, Paul.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Paul Nesbitt is Executive Director at NPMA, National Property Management Association. We reached him in his offices in Clearwater, Florida.